when I was lecturing, mind you, to the students of St. Catharine's College, Cambridge. A young boy all got up when I'd ended speaking and asked, "Mr. O'Casey, what nation do you think is the greatest in the world?" I looked at him sadly before replying. "Look at me, lad. Are you telling me that though you are a student of the great College of St. Catherine, of the greater University of Cambridge, you don't know your geography? You don't know the name of the greatest nation in the world? Though you might think it isn't the British Commonwealth, great and glorious as she may be. It isn't the mighty federation of republican states which is called the United States of America. No, it isn't the big and powerful republic of the socialist Soviet states of Russia. No, young man, it is none of these. The greatest nation in the world is Ireland. Why not? Though our army be but a few companies, Irishmen have fired away in every battle fought the world over. Though our navy be but the one little corvette Mach and a few frigates, Irishmen sail in more than 10,000 ships that plough through every wave. And isn't Con of the Hundred Battles one of our Irish gods? Con meaning the head, the seat of reason, the organ of wisdom, the sun of understanding, the sunburst on the green flag, leading the Irish to the finest power life can give, the saving power of wisdom."
Maybe I didn't feel sorry enough for Mrs. Tancred when her poor son was found, as Johnny's been found now, because he was a diehard. Oh, why didn't I remember then that he wasn't a diehard or a stater, but only a poor dead son? It's well I remember all that she said, and it's my turn to say it now. What was the pain I suffered, Johnny, bringing you into the world to carry you to your cradle? To the pains I'll suffer carrying you out of the world to bring you to your grave. Mother of God, Mother of God, have pity on us all. Blessed Virgin, where were you when me darling son was riddled with bullets? When me darling son was riddled with bullets? Sacred Heart of Jesus, take away our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Take away this murdering hate and give us thy own eternal love. Heart of love and place you found, and every time I gaze into your Irish eyes aglow, they seem to whisper, "Darling boy, my love is all for you." Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet and cush lad, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's springtime, come dear, don't be so slow. Change your name, go on the game, be gara, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Three little cozy rooms with bat, with welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and two a week, I'll soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet cush let in. I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Ring time, you know it's ring time. Come, dear, don't be so slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be Garo, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Say about the 100 sovereigns you've got safely stored away. They say that's why I love you, ah, but Molly, it's a shame. If you'd got only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Cushla Jim, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Ring time, you know it's ring time. Come, dear, don't be so slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be Garo, and I'll do the same, my Irish.